Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 早上好。
We're thankful that we could gather before the Lord again.
我们感谢主, 今天早上我们可以聚在主的面前。
And before we start, maybe we could start with a word of prayer.
在我们开始的时候,
Lord, this morning, we're just so grateful that we could come before you.
主, 今天早晨,
Lord, we want to give you the worship in our hearts.
主, 我们把心中的感谢, 敬拜, 赞美都归给你。
Lord, we just confess that without you, we cannot speak, and we cannot hear your voice.
主, 我们向你承认, 如果不是借着你, 我们就不能为你来说话。
So Lord, we pray with desperation that this morning, right now, you would fill us with your Holy Spirit.
主, 今天早晨我们向你来呼求, 就在这个时候, 你用你的灵来充满我们。
And you would fill us with your Holy Spirit in a way that we've never been filled before.
愿你的圣灵大大充满我们, 超过以前充满我们的。
Lord, we just submit this following time into your hands.
主我们把下面的时间恭敬仰望在你的手中。
And we just again confess how much we need you.
我们实在向你承认说我们是何等的需要你。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣名祷告。 Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, as the COVID pandemic continues on and seems like there's no signs of ending.
弟兄姊妹们, 这疫情已经经历了很长一段时间,
and the Lord has placed a conviction in my heart.
主把一个感动放在我心里面。
And that conviction is on the topic of maturity.
这个感动就是关于这个成熟。
And I've been thinking about this topic for many months. So the Lord has placed this in my heart for many months now.
主已经把这个负担放在我心里面已好几个月了。
And if you have your Bibles, if you could turn with me to a very familiar verse.
如果你有圣经的话, 请打开圣经, 我们一起来读一节圣经。
Romans 8 verse 14.
罗马书第8章14节。
The New American Standard in the English reads like this. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
刚才弟兄读的是新美国版本的。 这个译本，然后我中文是因为防备神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Now in the English, the word sons in the original Greek it is this word huios, which denotes a mature or adult son.
这里这个儿子在希腊原文里面是一个字叫 huio, 这个是说是成熟的，是一个成人的儿子。
And this mature son is heir to the father's name, his authority, his possessions and his responsibilities.
这个成熟的儿子可以来继承父亲的名, 父亲的权柄, 父亲的财产和父亲的责任。
Now in contrast, sometimes we see in the Bible where it talks about children of God, like in John 1:12 and 1 John 3:1.
作为对比, 我们看见圣经中有其他地方也提到神的孩子们, 这比如说是在约翰福音1章12节, 还有约翰一书3章1节的里面。
Where it says in first in John 1:12, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
约翰福音1章12节这里说, 凡接待他的就是信他名的人, 他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And 1 John 3:1, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God.
在约翰一书3章1节这里说, 你看父赐给我们何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女。
And so in these two passages, in the Greek, it's the word technon, which refers to a child or a newly born believer.
在这两节经文里面, 那个儿子的希腊语原文里面的话呢, 他提到的是说, 是叫 technon 这个字, 他的意思是说是孩童, 或者是新, 是刚刚信主的。
But in Romans 8:14, the sons that refers to here is are mature sons.
在罗马书八章十四节这里面提到的那个儿子是指成熟的儿子。
And in recent months, we've talked a lot about the need for repentance.
在最近的几个月里面，我们提到很多次关于悔改的信息。
And we for sure need to continually repent before the Lord.
我们在主的面前是要一直不断的来悔改。
And that repentance is not just for the unbelieving world, but it really starts from the house of God, the children of God.
这个悔改的信息并不是向那些不信主的人来讲的，这个悔改的信息首先是对那些信主的神的儿女来说的。
And it needs to start from our individual hearts and also as an entire congregation.
需要从我们每个人的心里面开始，也需要从我们的聚会整个的开始。
And through repentance, we are brought continually before the Lord, before His will.
借着悔改，我们能够被带到神的面前，带到他的旨意中间。
But that repentance then needs to lead us to growth and maturity.
这个悔改会带领我们进到这个成熟的光景里面。
And if we only repent but we don't mature, then we're sort of stuck in this cycle of sin and continued immaturity.
如果我们只是悔改，但是没有成长，没有成熟到那个成长的成熟的儿子，那我们就停在一个循环里面。这个循环就是犯罪悔改，犯罪悔改这样的一个循环里面。
And it's a cycle that is hard to break sometimes.
这样的一个循环的话呢，有些时候是很难被打破的。
And we sin, we are selfish, we're self-absorbed, we feel guilty, and then we repent.
我们悔改，我们被光照，我们里面感到痛心，我们要悔改。
But then we just, it seems like the cycle continues and we continue on with sinning and repenting and sinning and repenting.
但是悔改之后又犯罪，犯罪就悔改，这好像一直在重复的过程里面。
And if there's no maturing, then we're going to continue on in this cycle.
如果没有成长到成熟的关系里面，那么这个循环一直在这里不断的循环。
And in order to break free from the cycle, you know, the Lord has revealed to me that we need to mature.
只有我们成熟以后，我们才要打破这个循环。
Otherwise, we will continue to be self-absorbed and stuck in our sinful ways.
不然的话，我们就是一个自我为中心的人，我们就是一个犯罪的人。
So it's time to grow. It's time to mature.
所以我们需要成长，我们需要成熟。
And that no matter what age, we need to mature.
不管我们在什么样一个年龄段，我们都需要成长。
Our entire life is really a maturing process from the moment we're born to the moment we lay to rest.
我们这个人的一生就是一个成长成熟的一生，从我们出生那一天起，一直到我们成长到成熟。
And only mature sons can please the father's heart.
只有那长大成人的儿子才能够使父亲的心意得到满足。
Like I mentioned, we're all children of God.
像我们提到的自己的经文里面读到的说，我们都是神的儿女。
And the Father loves all of His children, whether we're immature or mature.
我们的神，我们的父亲爱他所有的儿女，不管你是成熟的还是没有成熟的。
The Father is pleased with mature sons.
但是父亲的心意只有这些成熟的儿子才能够使他满足。
And I'll give you a really silly example.
我们给大家举一个例子。
For example, if you take my own dad.
比如说我的父亲。
If I came to my dad as a two-year-old and I said, Dad, 1 + 1 = 2.
当我两岁的时候，我跟我爸爸说，爸爸，一加一等于二。
He would love me and he would be very pleased.
我的父亲会爱我，会很高兴。
But if you take someone in his 40s and I came to my dad and said, Dad, 1 + 1 = 2.
但是当我现在已经40岁了，如果我再到我的父亲面前跟我父亲说，一加一等于二。
My dad would still love me no less.
我的爸爸还是一样的爱我。
But I'm sure there would be some level of disappointment.
但是呢，我觉得在他的心中会有一些的失望。
There would be a dissatisfaction.
会有一点的不满足。
He would question, after all these 40 plus years, that's all you've learned?
他会问我说，经过了这么40多年的这个时间，你还是停留在这个观点里面吗？
As a two-year-old, if I came to my dad and something didn't go my way or I didn't get what I wanted and I threw myself to the ground and started kicking and screaming.
当我两岁的时候，也许我没有得到我想要得到的，所以我在地上，我躺在地上，我在那里喊，我在那里闹。
And my dad would look at me and still say, this is my son, I love him dearly, but he's two. So he's immature and that's reasonable, it's age appropriate.
我的父亲看着我这样的光景，他可能会跟我说，这是就是这样的光景，因为他才两岁，他还不成熟，他还不懂事，没有问题。
But I imagine it, me today in my 40s, if I went to my dad and something didn't go my way and I threw myself to the ground, started kicking and screaming and throwing a big fit.
但大家想象一下，如果现在我40多岁了，我到我的父亲面前，因着没有得到满足的缘故，我在地上躺着闹着又喊又叫。这是一个什么样的光景？
You know, my dad would still love me because I'm his son.
我的父亲还是会爱我，因为我是他的儿子。
But I'm sure he would not be pleased.
但是我相信说他的心意不满足。
Quite disappointed, actually.
他应该说他里面很失望。
How can my dad then have an adult conversation with me?
那这样的观点里面的话呢，我的爸爸和我就不能有一个成熟的一个对话。
How can my dad pass on the responsibilities of the family to someone like this?
我的父亲的话呢，就不能把这个家庭传给这样的一个观点的儿子。
If I'm so self-absorbed and so still in a state of immaturity,
如果我还是这样的一个以自我为中心，还是这样的不成熟的观点，
How can he share the desires of his heart to me?
我的父亲怎么能把他心里面的那些盼望、那些心意跟我来分享呢？
And I'll be the first to admit, brothers and sisters, I'm a slow learner.
我要跟弟兄姊妹们承认说，我是一个学得比较慢的人。
And we all need to mature, starting from me.
我们都需要成长，我们都需要成熟，从我开始。
And the Lord has placed this conviction in my heart.
主把这个负担放在我心里面。
That the Lord, in these times, He's eager to show us the desires in His heart. He's eager to show us His will.
在这个时候，在这个时代，我们的主是何等的盼望，把他心里面的心意向我们来启示。
But if we are in a state of immaturity, how can He do it?
但是如果我们还是在一个不成熟的观点里面，我们的主怎么能跟我们来交心？
How can he pass the responsibilities of his inheritance to us when we're in such an immature state?
他怎么可能把他的产业的托付交给我们这些不成熟的儿女呢？
So then how do we mature?
但是问题就是我们怎么样能够成熟呢？
Romans 8 says, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God.
在罗马书第八章这里说，凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Led by the Spirit to carry out the responsibilities set by the Father.
被神的灵引导来执行神的使命，把神所托付的给做出来。
And I'd like to quote the Romans 8:14 from the Passion Translation.
我要来分享一个罗马书八章十四节另外一个翻译的版本。
And we do have to be careful when we look at other translations in the Bible, but I felt like this translation for this verse really hit home for me.
在圣经里面有不同的版本，我们在读的时候，我们可能要小心分辨。但关于这个版本，关于这节圣经，实在是摸到我的心。
And so listen carefully.
请大家仔细听。
It says, the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit.
那些成熟的儿女们能够被圣灵的感动所催促所推动。
So we move by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. That's how we become mature.
当我们能够被圣灵的感动来催促来推动的时候，我们就是成熟的儿女。
And for those who have heard, listened to my dad's messages for many years, he always references this verse in 1 John 2:27.
弟兄姊妹们，如果听过孙弟兄很多年的信息的话呢，就看见说孙弟兄经常引用关于约翰一书二章二十七节这里的经文。
It says, as for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about these things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it is taught to you, you abide in him.
约翰一书二章二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And in other translations, this the anointing is none other than the Holy Spirit.
在另外一个版本里面的话呢，这个恩膏就是圣灵。
So we need to be taught by the Holy Spirit. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit.
我们需要在圣灵的手中受教导，我们需要被圣灵来带领。
So at any age, whether you're one or you're 101, we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to mature.
不管你年龄有多大，哪怕你是一岁，甚至是101岁，你都需要被圣灵来带领。
So every decision in our life, every desire in our hearts, it needs to be led by the Holy Spirit.
在我们生活中的每一个决定，在我们心中的每一个盼望，都需要被圣灵来引导。
In the smallest ways of our life, in our how we behave, how we lead our families.
在我们生活中间，哪怕最小的这个细节里面，在我们的家庭生活里面，我们都需要被圣灵来带领。
How we serve God in His house.
我们在神的家中，我们怎么来服事
？We need to be led by the Holy Spirit.
我们需要被圣灵来带领。
And I honestly believe mature sons would genuinely make the prayer, Lord, not my will, but your will be done.
我相信一个成熟的儿子他的祷告就是主啊愿你的按你的旨意成就不要按照我的意思。
So might we leave our immaturity in the past and move forward and pray that his will would be done.
那我们的把我们的不成熟留在过去那我们这是能够往前进到成熟里面去。
That we would be led by the Spirit in a way that God's will would indeed be done.
那我们能被圣灵引导愿神的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
Not only in our individual lives, but how we serve and how we interact with other people.
不光是成就在我们个人的生活里面成就在我们的服事当中成就在我们与人的交往当中。
You know, I'm encouraged because sometimes we think of maturity and we immediately think of older people.
当我们想到这个成熟的时候我们往往想到说这可能是年长的弟兄姊妹。
But Jesus gives us such a great example.
但是主耶稣给我们树立一个很好的榜样。
That at age 12, he would say, and we're all familiar with this, at age 12, he would say, did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
在主耶稣12岁的时候主耶稣就说了这句话说岂不是我应当以我父的事为念吗
?At age 12, he had the maturity to make this statement.
在主耶稣12岁的时候他就已经有那样的诚实度能够说这样的话了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to mature.
弟兄姊妹们我们需要成熟。
So that we can be about our Father's business.
我们就能够以我父的事为念。
So that the Father can reveal his heart, his will, and his desires to us.
这样我们父亲就能把他的心把他心中的旨意能够向我们来启示。
You know, I think,You know, why has the Lord not allowed this pandemic to end?
我在想说为什么主没有把这个疫情快快的结束呢?
It's such a nuisance and it's such an inconvenience to all of us.
这好像对我们大家每一个人都很不方便的一件事情。
And my personal sense for me, is that the Lord wants us to mature.
我自己的感觉就是主要借着这件事情催促他的儿女成熟。
He wants us this time to be used as a maturing process for his people.
他要使用这段时间能够催熟他的儿女。
He wants sons who will be led by the Holy Spirit.
他要他的儿子们能够被圣灵所引导。
Who will be concerned about his business and accomplishing his will.
要让他的儿子们能够以我们父的事情为念。
You know, let's just say, if the Lord allowed the pandemic to stop today, right now.
假设说我们的主让这个疫情今天现在就结束。
Did we learn anything?
我们学到东西了吗?
Did we mature at all?
我们成熟了吗?
Are we at least on the road to maturity?
或者我们在那个成长的路上了吗?
Or are we exactly the same as before? Or if not worse?
还是说我们跟以前一模一样,甚至比以前更糟糕了?
Have we engaged the Lord in our lives and allowed the Holy Spirit to be our guiding light?
在我们的生活中,我们有没有时时刻刻来寻求圣灵的引导呢
we all need to mature.
我们都需要成熟。
I honestly believe that the Lord has not allowed us to gather in person yet because he wants something more out of us.
我相信说主允许这样的情况发生我们不能够在面对面的聚集的话呢神有他的美意的这种中间。
He wants us to mature.
他要我们借这个机会能够成熟。
And he wants us to just shut everything down so that we could have our focus be on him.
他把我们周围那些所有的外面的东西都关闭掉好让我们能够在他里面能够有专心的时间。
And I think especially for those of us who serve.
特别对我们这些服事主的人来说。
Starting from the children's ministry to the youth ministry, the middle school, the high school counselors.
从那个儿童的服事从这个初中组的服事高中组的服事好到那个整个的服事。
Are we just going to go back to the pre-COVID ways?
我们会回到从前在疫情发生前的光景吗?
Are we just going to do the exact same thing as before if this pandemic were to end today?
如果今天疫情结束的话我们是不是回到从前跟以前一样的生活一样的服事呢?
Did we mature at all?
我们成熟了吗?
Did we know God's heart a little bit better?
我们有没有对神的心意有更明白一点呢?
College and career groups.
对那些那个大学组那些就业组来讲的话
Are we just going to, when this pandemic ends, are we just going to go back to the same pre-COVID ways of running the meeting, the same mindset, the same attitude?
但是疫情如果疫情今天结束我们还是回到从前聚会的方式来聚会吗还是同样的方式来追求吗
Did we mature at all?
我们有没有成熟一点
The Chinese, all of the Chinese groups, the same question. Are we going to go back to the same pre-COVID way of doing things?
对于那些说中文的弟兄姊妹们，我们也是同样的问题。如果今年疫情结束，我们是不是回到从前聚会的方式，像从前一样聚一样？
When this pandemic ends, are we going to present ourselves as mature sons before the Lord?
当这疫情结束的时候，我们能够跟主说我们已经成熟了吗？
When we come before the Lord's table,
当我们一块擘饼聚会的时候，
are we going to remember the Lord in the same pre-COVID way?
我们在擘饼聚会里面，我们的聚集还是跟从前一样的吗？
Are we going to bring the same attitude, the same mentality to the Lord's table in the pre-COVID way?
我们是还带着以前的态度，以前那样的一个心思意念来到主的桌子面前吗？
Have we grown at all?
我们有没有成长？
Have we matured at all?
我们有没有成熟？
What if the pre-COVID way was not pleasing to the Lord?
大家有没有想过，也许我们在疫情之前的那样的方式，也许不讨神喜悦呢？
And maybe that's why the Lord allowed this COVID pandemic to reach across the entire world.
也许这就是主为什么允许这个疫情在全世界这个泛滥的原因呢？
So that we can evaluate our condition before the Lord.
主要我们每一个人在他的面前重新来思想，重新来思想我们自己的光景。
To be convicted, to grow, and to mature.
让我们能够蒙光照，让我们能够来成长。
To be led by His Holy Spirit.
让我们每个人都学习被圣灵来引导。
Led by His Spirit so that we can be about our Father's business.
让我们每个人都能够被圣灵引导，让我们能够以我们父的事情为念。
And to do His will.
让我们来行父的旨意。
I don't believe that the Lord came to just give us salvation.
我不相信说我们的主来了只是给我们救恩而已。
But he wants something more out of us.
他要在我们的身上寻找那个更伟大、更多的东西。
But he wants us to be mature and spiritual sons and daughters, fully equipped to realize his will.
他们每一个人都成为成熟的神的儿女，能够来装备、来服侍神的旨意。
To realize his will and to carry out his will.
就是我们不但要认识他的旨意，并且要行出他的旨意来。
Mature sons go about the business of their father.
我们成熟的儿女就是以父亲的事情为念。
And mature sons accomplish the will of the father.
就成熟的儿子会来成就行完主的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, this has been a burden on my heart and more of a conviction to me personally.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主放在我里面的负担，对我来说是很扎心的。
So may the Lord remind us of Romans 8:14.
愿主来提醒我们，把这个罗马书第八章第十四节这个经文呢放在我们心里面。
And I'll read it again in the Passion Version. It says, "The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit."
这个神的儿女，成熟的儿女能够被圣灵所引导。
May every decision, every choice, every action that we make, may we be led by the Holy Spirit.
愿我们每一个的决定，每一个的选择，每一个的行动，都能够被圣灵所引导。
May we grow in a way where we are not only loved by the Lord, but we mature so that we are pleased in His sight.
愿我们成长，不光是能够来爱神，并且我们的所行所说所事能够讨神的喜悦。
And this will conclude my sharing.
我的分享就停在这里。
十分感谢主 ，We thank the Lord， 在这样的日子里面，居然还仍然能够让我们享受他的话语。
That even in such times we're able to enjoy His word。
今天早上我放在我心里一个负担，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
And this morning the Lord has given me a burden, and I would like to share on this theme。
是从尼希米记的第二章第十七节和第十八节。
And from Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 17 to 18.
我先读一读，然后我的弟兄用英文再读一遍。
I'll first read in Chinese, and my brother will read in English.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧， 我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做着善工。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verses 17 to 18. Then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burned. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we may no longer suffer disgrace. I told them that the hand of my God had been gracious upon me, and also the words that the king had spoken to me. Then they said, let us start building. So they committed themselves to the common good.
这段圣经有一个背景。
So there's some context to this passage.
但是我们知道在以色列人的历史上面曾经他们这个有王国被掳。
You know that in the history of the Israelites, there was a period of the kings.
And then the,
and the exile.
Yes. Yeah. 然后我们知道在被掳70年之后就开始了回归。
And we know that after 70 years of exile, then began the restoration.
经过了两次的回归，一次是所罗巴伯和撒拉铁所带领的。
And there were two periods of restoration. The first was led by
Zerubbabel. Yeah. And then 第二次就是这个以斯拉。
And the second was led by Ezra.
这个故事都是记载在以斯拉记。
And that story is recounted in the book of Ezra.
现在我们来到了就是第三次的回归。
And here we come to the third period of restoration.
就是尼希米所带领的。
And this one was led by Nehemiah.
这次的回归为着一个目的。
And there is one purpose behind this restoration.
就是要重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
And this was to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
刚才我们读的两节经文就是尼希米来鼓励以色列人我们要起来建造。
And so the verses that we just read was Nehemiah encouraging the people of Israel to come and rebuild.
因为那时耶路撒冷在何等的荒凉的情形里。
Because in that time, Jerusalem was in such a state of ruin.
城墙被火焚烧。
And the walls had been burned to the ground.
虽然神的百姓那时候圣殿已经被重建了。并且因为以斯拉的缘故，这个神的话语也被带回来了，祭司的制度也重新建立起来了。
So even though at that time, though the temple had been rebuilt and the word of the Lord had been restored, courtesy of Ezra
and the priesthood,
and the priesthood,
但是耶路撒冷在荒凉的情形里，城墙也被毁坏。
But Jerusalem was in such a state of ruin that the walls were still.Burned that.
神的百姓在没有保护的当中。
And the people of Israel were not under protection.
他们受到仇敌的这个随时的搅扰。
And they were often, tempted or the, by the enemy.
Attacked
by the enemy.
落在一个极其悲惨的情形里面。
And they found themselves in just a tragic situation.
这个时候神就派尼希米回到这个耶路撒冷带领他们重建城墙。
And so it was at this time that the Lord sent Nehemiah back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city walls.
尼希米没有说在这里他没有说你们这些人现在在怎么样的情形里面。
And Nehemiah didn't come with an attitude of, oh, look at the condition that you people are in.
你们今天在怎样的敬拜的情形当中。
Oh, look at the condition of your worship.
你们怎么样怎么样怎么样
How could you be like this and that?
尼希米带领他们一下把他们的眼光重新回到神的眼光里。
But rather, Nehemiah directed the people's vision to the Lord's vision.
就像我们弟兄刚刚交通的。
Just like our brother shared.
一个成熟的儿女他懂得体会父亲的心。
The mature children of God know to understand the will of the Father.
什么时候我们把我们的眼光从我们自己的身上转移到主的身上的时候
Whenever we turn our attention away from ourselves and onto our Lord,
我们发觉我们今天所处的这个环境再也不能搅扰我们
Then we find that we can no longer be weakened by the circumstances around us.
并且更为重要的是
And more importantly,
我们发觉我们今天所经历的被带进了一个永远的意义和价值。
We can find that what we experience today can have eternal value and purpose.
在我们极深的痛苦和搅扰的当中，居然在神的手中是有意义有价值。
That even our suffering and weakness can find value and purpose in the hands of the Lord.
我为今天的交通祷告的时候，
As I was praying about my sharing this morning,
就给我一个负担。
The Lord gave me a burden.
就是想交通给弟兄姊妹。
And that was to share with the brothers and sisters.
因为这个新冠肺炎的缘故。
That because of the pandemic,
教会各样的侍奉，教会各样的各组的弟兄姊妹，我们都在一个完全不一样的情形当中在聚会。
That the state of our fellowship, in all locations, in all of our services, is in a totally different place than before.
我们再也回不去了。
And we won't be able to go back to how things were before.
我相信这是我们当中很多弟兄姊妹的感觉。
I believe this is the feeling shared by many among us.
我们再也不可能回去了。
We can't go back to how things were.
那我们是怎样来祷告呢？我们来怎么面对呢？
So how should we face this issue? How should we pray about it?
是像我们弟兄所说的，那些的这个抱怨呢，整天在抱怨和在这个搅扰当中呢？
Should we, like our brother shared, should we just always be complaining about it?
还是我们是在祷告当中，我们祷告说，主啊，你快叫这个东西过去。
Or in our prayers, should we pray, Lord, could you quickly, have this time pass over us?
还是我们安静在主的面前，我们问主，你在这段日子里面到底要做什么事？
Or should we rather not sit quietly before the Lord and ask him, what are you trying to accomplish, Lord?
我相信我们弟兄姊妹，都有这个感觉。
I believe that brothers and sisters, we all share this feeling.
今天虽然我们像主日我们有信息的聚会，我们有
even though, like, for example, today on Sunday, we still have, the message meeting.
我们礼拜二还有各组的祷告的聚会。
And on Tuesdays, we still have our prayer meetings.
我们还有这个礼拜五的读经聚会，各组的读经聚会。
We still have all the various groups of Bible study on Fridays.
礼拜六还有东南区的聚会和福音组的聚会。
And on Saturdays, we have the Southeast District Bible study and Gospel meeting.
各个组的孩子们的聚会，年轻人的聚会。
Various youth and children ministries.
但是这个每一个的聚会，今天跟我们在新冠之前是很不一样的。
But the meetings today and how they were before the pandemic, they're very different.
主给我一个感觉，主在这样的情形，在这样的环境当中，要我们学习一些东西。
So the Lord gave me this feeling that in such conditions, we should be learning something.
感谢主，我们的弟兄也有这感觉。
We thank the Lord, our brother had the same feeling.
我们要在这样的一个情形当中，我们问问自己，那我们当中的交通是不是还有属灵的实际？
And so we should be asking ourselves, under such conditions, is there still spiritual reality behind our fellowship?
主在我们当中多少年在有这个信，借着我们的弟兄在传讲这个信息，说要基督身体的见证。
How many years has the Lord used our brother to share with us about the testimony of the body of Christ?
到底在我们当中有多少的实际？
And how much of it has really been expressed among us?
我相信主在把我们外面的东西除去的时候，
And I believe that once the Lord has driven out the outward things from among us,
是为了带我们进入里面真实的实际。
He does this to lead us into that inner reality.
我们在新冠之前很长一段的日子，
Before the pandemic, for a long time,
我们当中很多弟兄姊妹，我们都已经学会了怎样聚会。我们以为我们学会了怎样聚会。
Many of us, we knew how to fellowship, or rather, we thought we knew how to fellowship.
但是主今天告诉我们，我们还要学习。
But today the Lord is telling us we still have things to learn.
今天在教会的各样的侍奉当中，
In the various services of the church,
我们要重新一次来在主面前来学习。
We need to once again, learn anew before the Lord.
在这样的一个环境当中，
In such conditions,
弟兄相爱是什么样子的？
What does brotherly love look like?
弟兄姊妹之间的关怀是什么样子的？
How do brothers and sisters care for each other?
弟兄姊妹，我们一起聚会的时候，我们的交通，我们的搭配是什么样子的？
And how should we cooperate in fellowship when we do meet together?
我们是在到底在这段日子里我们学了一些什么？
What exactly have we learned during this time?
主告诉我们，
The Lord tells us,
这里讲到的是耶路撒冷的城墙。
Here, it speaks of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem.
我们知道耶路撒冷在圣经里面是讲到主在地上的见证。
We know that Jerusalem represents the Lord's testimony on earth.
它的城墙的建造有很多的意义。
And so there's a lot of meaning behind this rebuilding of the wall.
有对这个是跟世界的分别。
It speaks to our separation from the world.
有对他百姓的保护。
Speaks to the protection of his people.
有他在这个在世人面前在这个世界上的这个见证。
And also to our testimony before the people of this world.
这些是主的心中所关注的。
These are the things that concern the Lord's heart.
是不是我们只能在没有新冠肺炎的时候我们才能建造呢？
Can we only do this rebuilding work, outside the pandemic?
还是无论外面的情形怎样，我们要在各样的环境当中配合主自己的工作。
Or rather, should it be that regardless of the circumstances around us, we should be cooperating with the Lord.
神建造他教会的工作永远不会止息。
The work that the Lord is doing in building up his church never ceases.
并且是一直向前。
And it's always moving forward.
愿我们这些人也蒙福，我们能够跟得上他的脚步。
And we are blessed if we can keep up with him.
我们很容易的哦，在这个我记得我刚刚飞这个 COVID 刚开始的时候。
When the pandemic just began.
有一段的日子我自己也落在那个搅扰的当中。
I found myself in a state of weakness.
你发觉每天都有新闻。
And every day there was some news.
很关注的就是哎呀今天又多了多少的这个新的 case, 新的这个确诊人数。
And I was concerned about how many new cases were popping up every day.
不光关心这个本地的也关心全世界的。
And not only locally, but also around the world.
每天都有新的数据。
Every day the numbers increased.
就看到那个数据越来越坏
and the numbers grew worse and worse
是很多的搅扰
and so there was a lot of weakness
然后我们这个在地上生活一段日子的人更多一点的这个 concern 就是思虑
and another thing that was of concern was the mortality rate
因为就开始哦这个这样子的这个整个经济的 shutdown 这个是不是会带进萧条
And the consequences of the economy shutting down.
于是有失业率的关注，有这个工作的关注，有各种各样的关注。
There were just so many different angles, to be anxious about.
然后你发觉这个过去的这个六个月七个月当中，这个2020年真是一个不安定的一年。
And just looking over the past few months, we see just what a chaotic year the year 2020 has been.
不光有新冠肺炎。还有各地的天灾和人祸。
And not only the pandemic, but great events across the world. A lot of disturbances around the world.
Yeah. 你发觉你整个的人都被他搅扰。
And you just find your whole person can be weakened by these things.
这个就好像慌慌不安的那个情形当中。
And you just feel very, very unsafe, very uncertain.
整个的人都关注在这些事上。
And you find yourself just, so focused on these things.
其实究其原因是在关注我自己这个人。
But behind it all, I was in fact more focused on myself.
是我们该转眼仰望耶稣的时候了。
And rather, it should have been a time for us to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
把我们从我们自己的关注当中这个转到对着主的关注。
To turn our attention away from ourselves and onto the Lord.
叫主来带领我们继续的向前。
That the Lord would be the one to lead us forward.
我们弟兄说这个是被神的灵所引导的就是神的儿女。
And our brother spoke about how those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God.
这件事在今天的日子尤其的羞耻的真实。
This is proving to be very true, especially in these times.
当你回过头来，你安静在主的面前。
And when you look back and you are quiet before the Lord,
你在每天的日子面里面来单单的关注他的声音。
And day by day, you are concerned only with hearing his voice.
接受他的引领。
And accepting his leading.
让他来告诉你，今天这个日子里面，在他的这个建造的工作当中，到底你应该付上的是哪一份。
And asking him, in such circumstances, in these times, what should you be offering to him in service?
你发觉这个被掳在这里建造城墙的这些人，
You see these people in the exile who are rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem.
在他们开始建造之前
Before they began their work.
他们是落在一个极大的这个难处的当中。
They had fallen into such a time of hardship.
窘迫当中。
And of oppression.
Embarrassment. 他们在仇敌的攻击的面前软弱的像水一样。
And they were as weak as water before the attacks of the enemy.
当你从第三章开始看下去的时候，他们一开始建造的时候，你发觉他们手中有了力量。
But from chapter 3 onward, as they began to do the work, you saw the strength that they had.
他们的生活有了目的。
Their lives had a purpose.
他们的每一天都过得非常的充实。
And each day they lived to the fullest.
愿主也把我们从我们这个可怜的籍里面拯救出来。
And would the Lord rescue us from our pitiful condition?
我们来到主的面前来问一问。
We should come before the Lord and ask.
主啊，今天在教会的各样的侍奉当中。
Among all the services in the church today.
各样的需要的当中。
And of all the needs.
你给我的那一份是什么？
What portion do I have in it?
你来带领我。
Please lead me.
叫我们也真是在他建造的工作上有份。
That we could really have a part in his work of building.
与我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同来建造。
That we could build alongside our brothers and sisters.
我们一同来建造，你会发觉你整个的人越造越有力。
And as we build and work together, you find that the more that you work, the more strength that you have.
从前的叹息没有了。
And the sighs that you used to have are gone.
从前的恐惧没有了。
And the fears as well, they're gone.
你睡得很好。
And you will sleep better.
你也工作得很有力。
And you will work with power.
这个尼希米在这里说，他说，他说，我告诉他们，神施恩的时候怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。
And Nehemiah says in verse 18, I told them that the hand of my God had been gracious upon me, and also the words that the king had spoken to me.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人每一个人在主面前殷勤的寻求。
And brothers and sisters, each of us before the Lord, our own asking,
绝不是只是为了我们自己。
And our own pursuing, it's not just for ourselves.
我们是为了我们的教会。
Rather, it's for the church.
你寻求了。
And when you ask for something,
你从主得着了。
And you gain that from the Lord,
主所给你的这一份，也要拿来激励你周围的弟兄姊妹。
What the Lord gives you can also be used to encourage the brothers and sisters around you.
这些东西因为是你从主得着的。
Because this is something that you've gained from the Lord.
这里面有无穷的生命的大能。
And within it, there is the power of life.
当你能够信实的，你能够忠心的交通给你周围的弟兄姊妹。
And if you can faithfully share this with the brothers and sisters around you,
你发觉他们也能够从其中得力量。
And then you will find that they too can gain strength from it.
他们也会说，让我们起来建造吧。
They will also have this attitude of, let us come up, let us rise and build.
耶路撒冷的城墙绝不是一两个弟兄姊妹造出来的。就可以重建的。
The walls of Jerusalem cannot be rebuilt by just one or two brothers or sisters.
但是当弟兄姊妹都在主的引领，在主的感动的当中，我们起来建造的时候，
But as brothers and sisters, all being led by the Lord, rise up to build.
神就要从我们手所做的当中得到荣耀。
Then the Lord will gain glory from the work of our hands.
他要在这个新冠疫情还泛滥的时候，因着我们得荣耀。
Even in the time, in today's time, the time of the pandemic, he can gain glory from us.
然后他说后面他说在第十十九节接下去的时候，你发觉哦，当他的仇敌们听说他们要起来建造的时候，他们说什么话？他说：“但何伦人、参巴拉并为奴的亚门人、多比亚和阿拉伯人、基善听见就嗤笑我们，蔑视我们，说你们做什么呢？要背叛王吗？”
In verse 19, we can see the response of the enemies of Israel. It reads, "But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard of it, they mocked and ridiculed us, saying, 'What is this that you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king?'"
弟兄姊妹，这件事非常真实。
And brothers and sisters, this is very real.
建造的工作，有的时候在仇敌的眼中，他们是很蔑视的。
And in the work of rebuilding in the eyes of the enemy, it can seem ridiculous.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为在世人的眼中，这些事可能是微不足道的。
Perhaps in the eyes of the world, such things do not seem possible.
甚至有的时候在我们心中的感觉也是微不足道的。
And sometimes even within our own hearts, we feel that what we're doing is just not feasible.
可能只是你个人所说的一句话。
Maybe it's just something that you say to other people.
可能是主给我们一个感动，给某个弟兄姊妹要打一个电话。
Well, maybe it's just an impulse from the Lord to call a brother or sister.
也许是主在什么时候突然给你有这样子一个感动，说哦，这个为着这个礼拜的读经聚会，你要好好预备。
Or maybe it's just a feeling that the Lord gives you to prepare well for the Bible study this week.
结果因为你愿意顺服。
And because you're willing to obey,
你就好好的预备。
Then you do prepare well.
你在主面前等候。
You wait before the Lord.
在某一个字、某一节经文上面，主给你亮光。
And on a certain word or verse, the Lord gives you light.
你带到聚会里面。
And you bring it to the fellowship.
就把生命带给弟兄姊妹。
Then you can bring life to the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这些事也许是很小很小的。
It can be on very small matters.
我们心中有的时候甚至感觉都是微不足道的。
Sometimes we're just ignorant of these feelings ourselves.
但是不要忘记，这是建造的工作。
But let us not forget, this is the work of rebuilding.
神的眼中看为宝贵。
And the eye of the Lord finds these things precious.
他要祝福我们。
He wants to bless us.
所以你看这一章最后一节，尼希米回答他仇敌的话。
So we see the last verse in this chapter, how Nehemiah responds to his enemies.
他说天上的神必使我们亨通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无经验。
Then I replied to them, the God of heaven is the one who will give us success, and we his servants are going to start building, but you have no share or claim or historic right in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们都真正的看见这个建造的价值。
Brothers and sisters, may we really see the value of this work of building.
也宝贵主在我们身上的这一点点的托付。
And consider as precious the small burdens that the Lord gives to us.
在他的家中学习忠心。
And learn to be faithful in his house.
这实在是一件尊贵的事。
This is really such a precious thing.
愿主把那个尊贵摆在我们的心里。
And may the preciousness of this be placed in our hearts by the Lord.
我们来抓住这每一个的机会。
Let us seize every opportunity.
抓住这每一天的时间。
Seize every moment of each day.
绝不让这个心外面的环境叫我们搅扰我们，就叫我们叫这些时间白白的过去。
And never to allow these outward circumstances to weaken us and let the time waste away.
好，我们最后一点祷告。
Let's have a final word of prayer.
主，我们把我们的心感谢，心中的感谢归给你。
Lord, we give to you the thanksgiving from our heart.
主啊，虽然我们自己算不得什么。
Though we ourselves are not worth very much.
就是我们自己，我们看我们和我们和世界看我们都觉得算不得什么。
Even though the world and even ourselves, we look down on ourselves.
是你把我们放在这个尊贵的地位上。
But you are the one who has placed us in this high position.
主，我们与你有份。
We have a share in you.
主，我们与你的见证有份。
So let us have a part in your testimony.
主啊，愿我们每一个都宝贵这个。
That every one of us would preserve this.
也愿你的这个催促，这个感觉在里面，
And that you would fan up this feeling within us, that you would continue to encourage us. That today we would learn how to follow you. And with all the brothers and sisters that you have given us, that we would rise up and build. And that in today's age, the testimony of our Lord could be built up. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 好，我们最后有一点交通。
Finally, we have some announcements.
Sorry, it's Chinese.我们请弟兄姊妹还是继续关注我们每一周有的聚会。
Let's continue to be aware of our weekly meetings.
周二有祷告的聚会，各组有祷告的聚会。
The various prayer meetings on Tuesday.
请弟兄姊妹分别时间来参加。
Let us set aside the time to attend.
还有周五有各组读经的聚会
and the various Bible studies on Friday
我们弟兄姊妹一同来在神的话语里面有交通
let's come together the fellowship over his word
然后周六还是有东南区读经的聚会
and on Saturday there's the Southeast District Bible study
我们现在在读这个路加福音的第22章
right now we're in Luke chapter 22
好还有主日还是每个主日
Gospel meeting
I will. Okay. 每个主日还是有这个11点有这个信息聚会。
And every Sunday at 11, we still have the message meeting.
在10点到11点有很多的弟兄姊妹有分组的他们各组有各自在一起的这个擘饼聚会。
As for the breaking of bread from 10 to 11, brothers and sisters have various groups that they might be attending.
也有一些弟兄姊妹在家里面擘饼。
And some who are breaking the bread in their own homes.
求主帮助我们宝贵这个擘饼的特权。
And may the Lord help us to just preserve this precious time of remembering Him.
在这段日子里，尤其保守他并背的见证在我们的当中。
And especially in these times to preserve the testimony of His of the bread and the cup.
还有我们不要忘记，还有这个儿童的聚会，这个礼拜五。有这个七点到七点半有儿童们的聚会。
And let us not forget the children's meeting this Friday from 7 to 7:30. Yeah.
弟兄姊妹们为着这个付出了很多的预备的工作。请家长们我们弟兄姊妹做家长的我们宝贵这些机会给孩子们有在一起聚会的机会。
We know that the brothers and sisters have put a lot of effort into putting this together, so hopefully the parents can encourage their children to attend.
是然后这个将要来的周六我们还有一个特别的聚会是福音组有福音的聚会。
And we have a special meeting this Saturday, which is the Saturday Gospel meeting.
请弟兄姊妹为这个祷告并且邀请福音朋友来参加。
May brothers and sisters pray for this meeting and also invite people to attend.
是由乌恩明弟兄来传讲福音信息还有灰梅姊妹来交通见证。
We have John Wu. We have a brother John Wu.
John Wu
and sister
May.
And his sister.
Yeah.
They will be sharing with us.
Yeah. 请弟兄姊妹为这个聚会祷告并且邀请福音朋友。
Let's pray for this meeting and invite our gospel friends.
具体的这个线上的这个 Zoom 的 link, 请弟兄姊妹到我们教会的网页上面有刊登。
For the Zoom meeting link, please visit our website.
Yeah.然后还有一些事物的代祷的事物。
And we have some more specific prayer requests.
下一周是由李俊硕弟兄和 Stephen Phillips 弟兄交通。
Sure. Next week we'll have Brother Sherwin and Brother Stephen Phillips sharing with us.
而由这个吴静姊妹和李世博弟兄翻译。
With Sister Jean and Brother Shibo, will be interpreting.
还有在疫情期间我们也是鼓励弟兄姊妹们顺着里面的感动彼此关怀彼此联络。
And as we're still in the midst of the pandemic, we encourage brothers and sisters to reach out to one another.
彼此勉励不停止聚会。
To continue encouraging one another and not to stop meeting together.
我们一同来学习一同来等候主的再来。
Let us learn together how to wait for the Lord's return.
还有就我们继续为这个世界各地的疫情，美国的疫情祷告，尤其为这个国家祷告。
Let's continue to pray for the United States and for the state of the pandemic around the world.
求主这个来赦免，来医治这块地。
And may the Lord have mercy and heal this land.
好，最后我们也请弟兄姊妹们在祷告中纪念在病痛中的弟兄姊妹。在这个尤其一些年长的弟兄姊妹，因为疫情的缘故，他们没有办法有太多的活动的机会。
And let's continue to remember those brothers and sisters among us who may be ill, and also especially the elderly among us who, because of the pandemic, may not have the opportunity to get out much.
Yes. 还有我们纪念有些弟兄姊妹在工作的环境中需要接触很多的人群，为着他们的平安来祷告。
Pray for also for those brothers and sisters who, because of their work, have to interact with people and for their peace.
好，今天的聚会就到这里。
We'll conclude today's meeting here.